Welcome to Grand Final Week on the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got the Gurus picking the Melbourne Storm, taking on the 17 in a row, the high-flying Penrith Panthers. It's going to be a massive week on the podcast. This is the only podcast you need this week. We are going to have content falling out of our ass. Stay tuned. It's going to be a massive one. Let's kick it off.
And now the ball, away they go again. Pappenhausen! Oh, this is a dream! Ryan
Pappenhausen. Here's a clear lead from the 40. Oh, he's got plenty of weight on. Scored for Melbourne.
Kickout! Yes, sir! Kickout slams it down and the Panthers have hit the front.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've just dropped something on our page talking about the finals experiences in both sides coming into this weekend. Now, it's not grand final experience. We're talking about normal experience during finals footy here. So, obviously, Cameron Smith, he comes in with 40 games. Jesse Bromwich, 23. Dale Finier came with 22. James Tarmow, he's got 18. Kenny Bromwich with 17 and Cameron Munster with 15. So they're the top, you know, six-odd players there in that have had finals experience. And what stands out to me, obviously, is that James Tarmow, he is the only one of the Penrith Panthers that is in this top six, which is simply unbelievable. And I haven't gone deeper than 15 games, but I would say there's a number of Melbourne Storm players that wouldn't be far behind that. And I reckon there's a lot of Penrith boys that'd be pretty far down that list realistically. And for me, that says a lot. Yeah, that's experience matters in these games. I know Penrith have been on a massive run and they've been sensational this year, but you need to have finals experience in these games, and it's going to be really interesting to see how they go. This is a big part of the reason why I've said the Melbourne Storm all year. I mean, you have a look at the sides that have won premierships over the last 10 years or so. They've all been there or thereabouts to winning a premiership in the years leading up to it. I mean, let's look at the Cowboys. You know, they were robbed for a couple of years there. They got really unlucky, played a heap of final footy. The Cronulla Sharks, they'd been, you know, in finals footy for a couple of years there. South Sydney, you know, around 2014, a heap of finals footy. You know, 2013, they fell one game short there. They went on to win it 2014. You know, the Melbourne Storm won it in 2017, and you know, we all know their record. You know, they hadn't been in a grand final in a few years, but they've been a top four side every single year. And then the Roosters, of course, always around that top eight sort of mark, back-to-back premierships there. It really does matter, and I think it's going to be massive in this game. And I think the experienced heads in, you know, your Jesse Bromwich and some of these hard-edge forwards and his brother Kenny Bromwich, I think it's going to be massive in the middle. Penrith, they've been flying this year, no doubt about it. And I hope I'm not, you know, criminally undervaluing what they've done. But I just think, as I've said all year, I think the Melbourne Storm on the big stage, I think they're going to be too good. And I mean, you then go and look at grand final experience. I mean, let's have a look at the Penrith Panthers. Now, off the top of my head, it's only James Tarmow. He played in the 2015 grand final. And Api Kurosawa, who played in the 2014 grand final for South Sydney. He came in to replace Isaac Luke. I'm looking at the rest of their squad. I'm pretty sure no one else has played in a grand final from that entire team. So they've got two games worth of grand final experience. The Melbourne Storm, their captain alone, what he's played in, you know, eight or nine grand finals, that's just him alone. A lot of the other guys, Jesse Bromwich, he's been around for, you know, eight or nine years now. He's played in a couple of grand finals. There's just a heap of them with so much experience. And I know people will keep bringing it back to, yeah, but the Penrith boys, you know, they've won comps coming through Howell Matz and SG Ball, and I understand that argument, but mate, give me one proper grand final experience in the NRL over winning Harold Matthews and SG Ball and an under-20s grand final. It doesn't compare for me. And the way that the Storm are going to come out, you know, it's flying under the radar. I mentioned this yesterday. It's flying under the radar because of Cam Smith's, you know, is he going to retire? Isn't he going to retire? It's flying under the radar just how good the Melbourne Storm were last week off that week off. They were simply amazing. The Penrith Panthers, on the other hand, they simply didn't punish South Sydney when they made their mistakes, and that's my biggest worry. Yeah, in finals footy, you have to make teams pay when they make a mistake, and Penrith, they simply didn't do that to South Sydney the other night, whereas the Melbourne Storm, whenever Canberra made an error, it was building pressure, leading to points. That first 20 minutes the Melbourne Storm played the other night, that was simply incredible, and I think that, you know, the Penrith Panthers are going to be in a little bit of trouble this weekend. I still think it'll be a tight game, and I'll be revealing my full predictions over the next day or two. But experience matters in these games. You know, you look at the Melbourne Storm, how many grand finals those guys have played in, how many final series they've played in, how many big games they've played in. it's going to play a serious role here, even as far as the coaches go. I mean, Ivan Cleary, he played in a grand final in 02. He lost a grand final in 11. Hasn't been back there since. Craig Bellamy, he's done this. He can do this week standing on his head. Yeah, he understands how to go about it. He understands what works and what doesn't. It's all sort of new to Ivan Cleary. I understand, yeah, he was in a grand final in 2011. That was 10 years ago. The game is so different. So, so different. I really like the Melbourne Storm here. I'll back them in from day one. I'm going to back them in again. Finals experience matters. Don't overlook it.